Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First and goal at the 9. Here's Ryan. Play fake to Freeman. Matt going to flip it out in the flat. Here's Ridley. Cuts back at the 5. Drives to the end zone for the touchdown.
Yeah, he's got skills. We know that, though. He is Calvin Ridley. It's Dukes and Bell. And what's going on, man? How you feeling? How was the break for you?
It was good. You know, caught up on some rest and just trying to get my body, you know, feeling a little better for the next game.
Well, let's hope so, man. We got the Saints coming up. Obviously, Calvin, everybody's been talking about all the things that seemingly have gone wrong for our team. I got to ask you, as you laugh, we're all laughing like, what the hell? What's the mood right now, man? How do you guys feel? I mean, is it a good vibe? Is it positive? Because we keep hearing that from Dan Quinn.
Yeah, man, I know the vibe is really, you know, we're sick that we're losing the games, but, you know, we still, you know, have good energy and we're going to every game believing that we're going to, you know, get this win. But, you know, we're not going to, you know, feel bad about ourselves and not have good vibes in the building, you know, because, you know, our record's bad. But, you know, we go into every game still trying to win those games. And unfortunately, we haven't been coming out with the wins. But, you know, vibes are still just, you know, next week, let's try to get this one. Let's try to get this one week after week. But that's all we can do for right now.
It's Calvin Ridley with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. I mean, Calvin, you're a winner. You know, Monarch High School, Alabama. You haven't lost 14 games in your life, and now you look at these last two years. So what do we do, man? I mean, we're a 13.5-point dog to the Saints. It's a rivalry game. Does that mean anything to the guys in the locker room? I know college is different than pros, but you get extra sauce when you got a team like the Saints coming up Sunday.
Well, at least not for me. I didn't know it was 13 or we were on the dog. I mean, I know they're, you know, one of the better teams in the league right now, but I mean, all we got to do is play our game, go in there, fight every play against a really good team, and we should be fine. If we just play to the standard, play how we should be able to, you know, play how we believe we play, we should win the game.
Yeah, I mean, it really is all about that. Calvin Ridley joining us here on Dukes and Bell. I'm with you, man. I mean, sometimes, you know, we make things too complicated. You know what I mean? Like, we try to make it out to be way more than it is, and all it is go out, catch balls, run, and score touchdowns, right?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds easy. It ain't easy, but I mean, we're in the NFL. We should be doing what we should do, man. We practice well. We should play well.
All right, big guy. We talked to you back in the camp in July, and we were wondering what it was going to look like with Dirk Koetter calling plays after your experience with Sark. I mean, Sanu gets traded, so I mean, we're going to see more of you and more special stuff developing for you to get you in space catching a football.
I would say, You know, I stepped into, I guess, Moe's role, and I'm in more. I'm in there a lot. I'm, you know, 12 plays, so I'm the Z in 12, and I will see a lot more action.
Their defense. I'm talking about the Saints. It's Calvin Ridley, guys, playing really good right now. What do you see so far on film as you guys start preparation for this weekend?
Yeah, their defense is, you know, one of the best in the league. You know, their front, their D-line is, you know, really good. They all, every player on the defense flies to the ball. Secondary is really good. And, you know, they're just playing, like, really good as a group. Like I said, they get to the ball. You know, everybody's really trying to get to that ball. So, they're just playing great football right now. And we have to, you know, try to come in there and slow them down a little bit.
He's got 14 touchdowns in his first two seasons in the NFL. It's Calvin Ridley.
He's a bad man.
I know, man. That's just, it's like, I mean, we know you guys are as frustrated as we are. You come back from the bye week. You get a couple days to yourself, get your head right. I mean, do you come back re-energized or you come back and roll your eyes and go, oh, here we go again?
Oh, no. Nah, you always come back re-energized. Even after, you know, even after every loss that we had, I come back like, I had another op. I look forward on Wednesdays, you know, when we get that. The game plan, and I see the route I'm about to run, and you know what I got in the game. I'm ready. You know, my mind is always ready. I'm always ready.
Calvin, who's the leaders, man, in this locker room? Can you distinctly say this guy, that guy? I mean, and again, is it Julio? Is it Matt? Who are the leaders in this locker room?
Well, definitely Julio Jones. He's definitely, you know, Julio and Matt Ryan are definitely
two of the biggest leaders in our locker room. But, you know, you got all type of leaders on this team. You got Deion Jones. He's a very good leader. You know, a lot of guys would listen to him. Grady, you know, he's a big leader on the team. I mean, I could name a bunch of guys. And there's guys, you know, who's not like, you know, stars on the team and stuff, but, you know, are very good leaders. So, you know, we have a lot of good leaders. We just got to put everything together and get the win. That's really what it comes down to for me. It doesn't, you know, it's not really leadership or any other things. We just got to play our best football, you know, week after week and, you know, be good.
I know that we're all reaching for the answers, fans, the coaches, the players.
Right.
Why, in best you can tell us, why can't we put four quarters together? It just seems like that's been the problem.
Man, tell you what you can. I really don't know, man. I mean, I'm really just out there, you know, trying to do all I can do to help the team win. And I really feel like, you know, a lot of us are, you know, doing that. But I really can't tell you. I'm sorry. I'm trying to help the team win my best I can.
Yeah, listen, I mean, we're all searching for answers. If I had the answers, I'd be in Vegas. But that's between you and me. It is Calvin Ridley. Hey, let's talk about Alabama. I think y'all are going down this week, man. I think you're going down this week.
You can't beat these guys 9 years in a row.
If you saying that, you sound like you real sure. Go to Vegas.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But I think I think Joe Burrow's playing really well, man.
Nah, they are, man. I mean, and usually, like, if you look at the past year, they usually are up to this game. And, you know, it's going to be a big game. They're really good this year. They're passing the ball a lot this year more. But, you know, it's real tie all day with me. Doesn't matter who we're playing. I'm going to stick with them.
Well, they got some big-time wide receivers. I know you know what it's all about there, man. Devontae Smith, Jerry Judy.
Yeah.
How impressed are you by what they got at the wide receiver position?
Henry Ruggs, Waddle, can't forget those two.
Right.
Yeah, we stack. And it doesn't matter if two of them have an all day, the other two can give 200 apiece. So we're in good shape.
But can Tua get on the ball on one foot?
Yeah. Tua's pretty good. I had to go do my research. I heard he's going pretty good.
Okay. You heard it here first.
But you can't forget we got Matt Jones too.
Well, come on. Wait a minute. Come on, Calvin Ridley. Stop it. Yeah. Tua's good. You can win with Tua. Matt Jones is not beating LSU this weekend.
Oh, man, are you serious? You know, like, all he got to do is give the ball to his playmaker. That's all you got to do. Hand the ball off, throw it to your playmaker. Let's move the ball. Move the chains.
Hey, by the way, I know we asked you this when we first drafted you, but is Saban any different for these games? I mean, week to week, is it the same vibe, same energy, or is there a different sauce when you play a team like LSU?
Same vibes. We could be playing the worst school to ever play these. He's gonna think they can beat us.
Yeah.
He might be worse when we play smaller schools. Tell you the truth, man.
Yeah, because I mean, there's nothing worse than getting that big upset. So he's trying to play to
exactly.
that.
Right.
Exactly. You got any bets in with Debo? LSU bets?
I got a little something going on in here right now. LSU's number one. And guys are still scared, man. I can't. It's just weird, right? They still be scared. They still scared around here. I don't get it.
I don't either. You're number one. You better ride this while you can.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey.
If my team. Yeah.
Go ahead. If your team what?
If my team is number one, I should have a lot of confidence in my team. That's all I'm saying. My team number three right now. I got a lot of confidence in it.
Okay. He's saying Debo's a little scared out there.
Wow.
Debo, bro. Russell Gage.
Oh, Russell, that's right.
Yeah, 12 gauge, man.
That's right.
Yeah, all right.
12 gauge out there, too.
All right. Well, hey, good
and
luck.
Danny.
Edling.
Danny, too?
Yeah, Danny's out there. He played for LSU.
Man, scared. There's a lot of money to be made
he
in that locker room.
Spread. He wanted to do the
punch. All right. Calvin, we wish you luck on Sunday, man. Hey, I, Mike and I, you know this. We ride. Come on, man. We need this one. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. Oh, man, look, I'm going to do whatever I can, man. I promise.
Well,
I'm going to relate that to the team.
Please, man. We need this one.
Yeah, I mean, this is the Saints. This is the Saints, man. This is the Saints, okay?
Hey, have a good game. We'll talk to you soon, brother.
Okay, cool.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.